Hey everyone, welcome back. You know, we talk a lot about the Bible as this like complete book.
Right.
But how did they decide what actually got in? You're thinking about that.
Yeah, it's a good question.
What made a book like worthy enough to be considered part of the Bible?
Right.
That's what we're going to be diving into today.
Okay.
It's the formation of what's called the biblical canon. And we'll be looking at excerpts from a great book called The Formation and Preservation of the Biblical Canon.
Okay.
And trust me, it gets like way more complex than you might think.
Oh, it's fascinating.
Yeah, so to start, let's talk about the word canon.
Okay. Right.
What does that even mean?
Well, it's interesting. Canon comes from the Greek and Hebrew words for like reed or measuring stick.
Okay.
So you can kind of imagine like a literal reed like they used to use for measuring length.
I see.
But in this case, the canon is the measuring stick for what counts as divinely inspired scripture.
So they were measuring the books up against something.
Exactly.
But who's doing the measuring?
Yeah. Well, it was early church leaders, scholars, theologians,
Okay.
a whole bunch of people weighing in. And it wasn't a quick process either. It took centuries.
Wow.
Lots of debate, discussion, disagreement, even.
Really?
It wasn't just someone saying, yeah, this book's in, that one's out. They
Right.
came up with three main tests for a book to
Three
pass.
tests.
Yeah.
Okay, this is starting to sound kind of like a detective story.
Kind of, yeah.
So what's the first test?
Authorship.
Okay.
The book had to be written by a prophet or someone clearly connected to God.
So like how close were they to the divine, basically?
Exactly.
Okay, but how would you even like figure that out for sure?
Well, that was the tricky part. There
Yeah.
were tons of debates about who wrote what.
Okay.
Some books just didn't have a clear enough connection.
So they didn't make the cut.
Exactly.
Didn't
It wasn't a
happen.
perfect system, but they did the best they could with what they knew.
Yeah.
So that's authorship, test number one.
Okay, what's the second test?
Timeless relevance. The book's teachings had to resonate across different times and places.
So it couldn't be something that was just like relevant to people back then.
Right. It had to speak to everyone, everywhere, like a universal message.
Okay, so it had to be by someone close to God,
Yeah.
and the message had to transcend time.
Yes.
High bar.
They were serious.
I see that.
All right. The third test was consistency.
Okay.
The book's message couldn't contradict what was already considered scripture.
So, like, it all had to fit together.
Exactly. It had to be part of a bigger, unified narrative.
Okay, that makes sense.
So even if a book passed all three tests, they still had another challenge,
What's that?
making sure the actual words were copied down
Oh,
correctly.
yeah, good point. We're talking about ancient scrolls here, right?
Yes.
Copy by hand.
Hand copied. Lots of room for error.
For
And
sure.
that's where the scribes come in.
The scribes.
Yeah, they were essential.
Okay.
They weren't just copying words, they were guardians of the word.
Wow. That's a big responsibility.
They took their work extremely seriously.
I can imagine, like, imagine being responsible for accurately copying down these texts.
Exactly. And they didn't just copy, they innovated.
Really?
Oh, yeah, to make sure things were accurate.
Like what?
Well, they developed a vowel system for Hebrew.
Yeah.
It didn't have vowels originally.
Oh, wow.
So they added them to make sure the words were pronounced correctly.
Okay.
They added accents to guide reading and chanting.
Oh, wow.
And they created detailed notes in the margins to track any variations.
So they were like really meticulous about it.
Incredibly meticulous. Their dedication was amazing.
Wow. So they were like the ancient world's most dedicated editors.
Exactly. They were working behind the scenes to make sure we have the Bible as we know it.
That's incredible.
And it wasn't just about the written word either.
What else?
They preserved the oral traditions around the stories too.
Oh, interesting.
So it was a more holistic approach to keeping the message safe.
That's fascinating. So we've got the three tests: authorship, timeless relevance, consistency
Right.
to filter what books get in,
Yes.
and then these incredible scribes carefully copying and protecting the texts.
It's quite a process.
It really is.
It makes you think, doesn't it?
About.
Well, if the canon was formed through this, rigorous human process
Right.
that took centuries and involved a lot of like debate and judgment calls, how does that change our understanding of the Bible's authority and relevance today?
That's a really good question.
It's something to ponder.
It is. It really highlights how complex the Bible's history is and the like the human element that shaped it.
Exactly.
It's definitely something to think about as we continue to read and study it.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time.